Let's see here. I got to find her little song, though. Here we go. I found it. It's right here. Check it out, everybody. Wait, what? Hold on. Why isn't that playing? Oh, come on. There it is. Wait, there it is. I found it. I found it. Hey, everybody. Check it out. It's Nicole Spag. She's here, as always, although on a different day this week, to talk about recommendals. Real quick, not here tomorrow because Mateo's got to go in for some stuff. How's he doing? Is he all right?
He has another ear infection. We're on number four, so we're doing the tubes.
Is that a normal... what's that surgery like now? I know back in the day it was a lot more involved. It
takes about 10 minutes, and it's bing-a-bang-a-boom.
Yeah, in and out.
What I understand, yeah. It's outpatient.
Mm-hmm. It should be... Yeah, this is what I was hearing. It's a lot easier than it used to be. It's kind of like my cataract thing. 30 years ago, it would have been... 7 days in a hospital, not moving with my head between sandbags, and now it's 8 minutes and I go home.
I just, I'm looking forward to him to be able to hear me.
Yeah.
So when I say Mateo, he'll go, what?
Yeah. It actually can have that effect, right? It slows their like their speech progress, mm-hmm. like all that stuff gets affected by those stupid things. Well, that's good. And once he has this done, easy sneezy. Everybody I know who's gotten tubes, perfect for life. All's good.
Right.
Well, good luck with all that, and glad to have you here today, even though it is a day early.
Too.
It's a nice way to have the Tuesday, and Jury's taking your spot tomorrow, so it all worked out.
Yeah.
What do you got on tap this week? What's good to watch? What's up?
Well, I had someone on Twitter ask me for some recommendations on some dark comedies, and this was about 3 weeks ago. So I've had these waiting for him, and I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, but I do know he's from Rolla, Missouri.
Mm. You remembered it like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So I went through, and I am a fan of dark comedies as well, and there are a number of films streaming on Netflix, maybe Amazon Prime. I didn't check if they were on Amazon Prime. Sometimes they are. But the first one I have for you is a 2002 film called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Oh, yeah,
that's such a good,
great
movie.
Great movie.
Yes, so Chuck Barris, we all know him. I know him and remember him as the host of The Gong Show, but he also created The Dating Game. What are some of the other ones? Just think of all the cheesy game shows back in the 70s.
Yeah. Chuck Barris was all over the place with that stuff, and it was great because I think the first time I ever saw Steve Martin was on The Gong Show. I know that like Jamie Farr was a host on there all the time, or one of the judges all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking,
David Letterman was on there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like if they would pull from all these different sources. It was a weird freaking show, though. But yeah,
that's where Oingo Boingo first appeared.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up,
the Mystic
dude.
Knights, back when they were the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo, and Danny Elfman ran around the stage with a rocket on his body, and whenever he pulled a chain, a big blast of smoke would come out of the butt of the rocket.
Oh, you're kidding me. Hold on. I found a video. Let's see what this even looks like here real quick. Here, come on, start up. What's taking so long? Hold on.
Chuck Barris.
All right, it's Chuck Barris.
The celebrities will rate them.
Okay, Buddy Hackett.
The highest score will receive Bill Bixby is one of the...
Oh, my God. That's
check
awesome.
For the unusable all right. Sum of 560.
All right, let's keep moving here. Okay, I just want to see Boingo Boingo get this thing. Oh, yeah, dude. What the heck? That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well,
so Chuck
Barris. Oh, yeah, tell us about the movie. Sorry.
Interesting man. Very weird man. And he wrote a book, he wrote the book, The Unauthorized Biography of His Life, which was confessing that he was indeed a CIA assassin.
Right.
And to this day, I mean, I don't know.
It's not a complete and total doubt, right?
There's a shadow of a doubt. Just a little hint of he is that insane. He probably was a CIA assassin. So George Clooney directed this film. He picked up the book. He worked with Chuck Barris. Chuck Barris is still alive. Sam Rockwell plays Chuck Barris. Amazing. Drew Barrymore, Julia Roberts, Maggie Gyllenhaal. It's really a great film. And I think it's one of those films that maybe not a lot of people got a chance to see when it first came out.
I would like to see it again And I didn't know it was streaming. So you're providing a valuable community service here on the show. Great.
It's so weird.
Give us number two. It is weird, but number and anything what's his name's in. I always forget his name. He just said his name.
Rockwell.
Rockwell. Yes. Anything Sam Rockwell's in is always awesome to me.
Fantastic. Yep. Yes.
Just amazing in every damn thing he's ever in. All right. Number two, what do you got?
All right. So the next film is a 2010 film, and it's kind of ironic that you guys were talking about sexual intersections earlier. It is a film called Spork.
Spork.
Yes.
Spoon and fork. Okay. Yes. Got it.
So
it's a good metaphor, actually.
Yeah. Yes. So the main character, she identifies more as a girl, but she is a hermaphrodite, and she's made fun of. And of course, her mean nickname is Spork. Because, but it reminded me of Napoleon Dynamite. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give too much away. But she's in high school and she's trying to navigate. Her mother had died and she has a friend who's into hip hop. And so there's a big dance contest. So it's very reminiscent. You're going to think Napoleon Dynamite. I almost want to say I liked it more than Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, wow. Wow,
I like that there's a character named Betsy Biatch.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yes, those are the girls that make her life hell.
The IMDb description says a colorful and foul-mouthed feature musical comedy. Is there music in it? Or am I on the wrong one? What year was this?
2010.
Yeah, I'm looking.
There's music, but it's because of the dance contest. Oh, so they're not singing or anything like that.
Okay, so it's not like a musical.
Her favorite film is The Wiz, which by the way, is streaming on Netflix. I watched it yesterday. Oh, my gosh.
Down the road.
I haven't seen The Wiz in so long.
Oh, it's you got to fast forward through the first part because I was like, what is all this? I need to get down to the
singing and the dancing.
I need Michael Jackson. That's what I need.
Need some jive. Oh, I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, he's a scarecrow.
Oh, that's true. He's totally in that. Yeah, what? You know what? Can we have more? Like, that reminds me of like a jive version of like Jesus Christ Superstar. It's like that same idea of like, let's take a traditional story and let's just make it wacky and weird. What would we do today to something like that? I don't know what that is today.
Well, they do that kind of with the scary movie and
all those parody things.
Yeah,
that's true. But that's more like Airplane kind of or something.
It. No, they
The Shakespeare adaptations, right? The
That's a good. Yep, there you go. Your Baz Luhrmann / Joss Whedon kind of treatment on like here's modern setting, but everyone's talking like Shakespeare.
Oh yeah, that's one I want to see too. That new Joss Whedon one.
Much Ado. That's Much Ado About Nothing. Amazing. It's supposed to be really good. It tanked at the box office. Like did nothing.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. It's too bad because. Whatever. We have been conditioned to think movies are supposed to be loud, obnoxious, and stupid, and that's all the stuff we ever go to. When something's quiet and interesting and rich and introspective, it's there for 5 seconds or doesn't make it to the theater at all and ends up direct to DVD or on cable. It's unfortunate because I feel like the theater has become the place for explosions, which, again, I don't mind a good explosion, but gone are the days where you go there to see a really important independent film and have that succeed.
I feel like Netflix and streaming is going to be the place for those types of films.
I agree. It's like, I mean, think of the world I lived in before Netflix where I once in a while saw a documentary I kind of liked. Mm-hmm. Now I get to pick from this crop of stuff that I'll never see otherwise. This weird I Think We're Alone Now movie, which I totally recommend, by the way.
It's on my watch list. I've been meaning to watch it. Yeah,
so
it does look strange.
But but where else would I have gotten that? I would have never been exposed to it otherwise. So I complain all I want about movie theaters, but we live in a renaissance period when it comes to actually getting the content you want to see.
You know what I think it is too? I know me personally, I do not like crying in a movie theater with people around me. So if you think about the more poignant
wouldn't like sitting next to me during Up then, because I lost it.
or Reggie.
Yeah.
But true, if there's a chance that I might be crying in a film, I'll probably, because the turnaround time for theater to, video on demand was 3 months, 4 months, then I'll wait for it. So that might be a factor in some people's minds too.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Well, I'm going to check out Spork. Why the hell not?
Yeah. Spork. I cried.
Did you really? All right. If Nicole cried, then chances are.
But I also laughed a lot. There were some really funny, just unexpected laugh out loud moments of it, too.
An emotional roller coaster.
Yes.
To satisfy the generations. All right. Number three. What do we got for number three?
All right. So my third and final dark black comedy. I think I would hope both of you have seen this.
What's that?
The 1986 film Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Oh, of course. I totally have. This is not my beautiful car. This is not my beautiful. It's got that Talking Head song in it.
Yes. Yes.
And Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Nick Nolte is amazing in this. He plays a bum living on the beach, and he has just an interesting perspective of life. And he meets Richard Dreyfuss and his wife Bette Midler. Mm-hmm. Little Richard's in it. The dog, I don't know the dog's name, but the dog's awesome.
Yeah. The dog is great.
The scene where he eats the dog food with the dog is probably one of the best scenes. It's a great film. There's these people that seem to have everything, right? They have a huge house. They have a successful business. And their life is falling apart. And Nick Nolte comes in and integrates himself into their house.
Yep.
And yeah, and
hilarity
it's
ensues funny, after
yes.
that. It is yeah. dark, though. It is weird mm-hmm. and dark. It's not yeah. Not your typical thing.
It totally isn't. Yeah, people went into that thinking it was going to be this big comedy, and no, there's some dark parts.
And I don't know why the Talking Heads part sticks out in my memory. Like I just remember
it's a very that's funny song.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. See, I don't even remember that honestly.
Well, this is not my beautiful car. It's that whole song, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. You probably mm-hmm. know this. Name.
Once in a lifetime. Yeah,
yeah. Once in a lifetime. That thing. Is just to me the movie and that song are permanently married. I can't think of one without the other.
Wow.
Yeah, it's worth seeing. If you haven't seen it, yeah. totally
streaming.
Totally
there you
should.
Go.
That might be a. That would be. I don't know if it's the most sackable thing, but could be interesting.
Yeah,
could be an interesting mm-hmm. film sack.
Something to consider for sure.
Yeah, every once in a while we like to have something a little bit heady, and I think that movie qualifies. But the one thing I don't like about it is the cover, the movie poster
the box art
uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
is. It may as well just. Have a giant in giant pink letters. It's the 80s.
Yeah, right.
Check us out.
Right,
we're doing
with the big
an 80s
pink lettering
movie.
And the palm trees and all that sort
and
of thing.
And the way people are posed. Like, look at it.
Right.
Like, hey, check us out. Like, it's just, it may as well be Beverly Hills Cop. It may as well be, well, there's Beverly Hills in it too, but
yeah. right.
you know what I mean? Like, there's a certain thing.
I like the fact that Nick Nolte in that whole movie looks like the Nick Nolte mugshot that came yeah. out just a few years later.
I am such an enormous fan of Nick Nolte's, and I really like some of his recent stuff. If you haven't been kind of catching up on what Nick Nolte's been up to lately, you're missing
He's
out.
He's doing that horse racing
Yes.
series. What is it called?
Luck. That's it. Well, it's over now. They quit doing it, but he was great in it for as short as it lasted. You heard why they canceled that, right? So that thing was, it's the creators of Deadwood. It was all-star cast, like at him, but also, what's his name? I can't think anymore. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. What's the graduate? Dustin Hoffman was in it. He was the main
for
dude
Richard
in
Dreyfuss.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. So Hoffman, a whole bunch of other people, and it critically everyone's loving it. And then horses started dying on the set.
What?
Yeah. So like they were having these like horses that would either get overworked and die suddenly, or they had to put one down for a broken leg or something. And it was something like two or three horses later, they were like, "That's it. We gotta call it."
Oh no!
So they canceled the series on HBO because of dying horses, which is crazy. Anyway,
it is.
Well, I mean, you don't want horses to die, I suppose, but. Start bringing in fake ones, big rubber ones. Be fine with me.
people dressed up in those those two-part horse
yeah,
costumes.
Yeah, guy
right?
in the back, right. That wouldn't be hard to... That wouldn't be distracting in your otherwise very hard-hitting drama. These are all good recommendations. People should check it out. Also, they yes. should be checking out recommendals.com.
Two M's, yep.
Two M's. Is it on its own? The podcast feed is up now, right?
Yes, it's in iTunes now. So
explain to people how that works. What do they get when they subscribe to that?
So if they subscribe to that, they basically get this segment. I had people say they've missed a few of the segments because they just hadn't had a chance. That, you know, you do the morning stream four mm-hmm. days a week, so not everybody can
sure.
find the time to listen. So
what?
I know.
Shocking.
So I decided to just kind of pull it out and put it in his own feed for anybody that wants to rewatch or re-listen. And there it is.
Brilliant.
So it's in iTunes and on the site recommendals.com.
Very nice. Go check it out. Follow her on Twitter at Nicole Spag. Nicole, thanks so much for making time on a Tuesday.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good luck, Mateo. Oh, before you go, we got to play this real quick. So this is what Mateo was saying when he gets his new ear holes. There you go.
Exactly.
See you later. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I cut her off. That's what I do.